And so please enjoy that. But I got to finish this. Fasten your seatbelt. Throw away your crutches. And as you're taking note, I am going to go through four W's. Weather the storm. Wait on the Lord. Walk in wisdom. And then eventually you're going to hear God say, well done. Weather, wait, wisdom, well done. Weather the storm. Wait on the Lord. Walk in wisdom. 2026, we got to walk in wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
And then eventually, everybody say, eventually.
Eventually.
Look at somebody say, be patient.
Be patient.
Please be patient. I know you want that CC Winans and Shirley Caesar song. But be patient, because it's not here yet. What's that song that just got a Grammy? Come, Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Let me, I'm like, you going to preach with this? You going to teach with this lighter? Let me put this thing down. Y'all may feel threatened. Of course this is a season of testing. Of course. Of course this is a season of challenges. Everybody say, of course.
Of course,
of course your faith going to be tested. Of course. Amen. Of course weird things are happening. Everybody said, of course. And of course, the question is always, why? Everybody say, why? And as a brother in Christ, not as a pastor, but as a brother in Christ, I want to ask you guys to consider guarding your heart, checking your heart and guarding your heart, because your faith is tied to your heart. The Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it flows what? The issues of life. So I'm asking us in this season, again, to fasten your seatbelt, or asking you to consider this suggestion. Fasten your seatbelt, but you won't need your crutches. The positive side of this is you won't need your crutches. That's being positive. I'm asking us to be positive, and that's being positive. Fasten your seatbelt is basically we're going to be in for a ride. Last week I said we're going to be in for a ride. You're going to need your seatbelt, but this journey that needs a seatbelt, the reason you need your seatbelt, that journey, this journey in 2026, 2027, for some of us, 2028, that's why I didn't say I'm a prophet, because it's not for everybody. Some of us will need our seatbelt. Some of us won't need our seatbelt. Amen? Amen. Some of y'all going to get $1 million this year.
Amen.
If you don't get $1 million, I said some of you, not in this room. No. But some of us, some of us won't need our seatbelt, because the reason why you're going to need your seatbelt, some things, some position that you take in life will cause you to need your seatbelt. Just by being a Christian, you're going to need your seatbelt. Just by having faith, you're going to need a seatbelt. Just by wanting to stay married, being positive, by reading the Word of God, you're going to need your seatbelt, because I'll explain this in a second. I'll slow down. But throw away your crutches. I'm asking us to be positive and to declare that you have the victory. That's what throw away your crutches is basically code for. It's code for taking the posture and a position to complain less. But throw away your crutches means we have the victory. Because the enemy wants you bitter. He wants us bitter. He wants Alpheus bitter. But God wants us better. The enemy wants to, make no mistake, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy your joy. Amen? That's why the Bible says, restore unto me the what?
Joy.
The joy of my salvation. Yes, we're saved, but it's like, why are we saved and we don't have joy? The enemy wants you bitter. God wants you better. 1 Peter 1, verse 6 says, in this you rejoice. Everybody say, in this. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while. Everybody says only for a season. Only for a season. We're in a hotel anyway called Earth. We've checked in, and eventually we will check out. Only for a little while, if you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, more precious than gold. My faith, more precious than gold, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. Of course, weird things are happening this year may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the what? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, everybody say, in this. I don't know what your in this is right now, but you're in this year. But just hang on. Buckle your seatbelt. You ain't gonna need your crutches. Went to China last year. Got this bag. And they tried to sell me this bag. They didn't try because y'all see I got the bag. They sold me this bag. This is real leather. And they tried to make a case for me to spend my money and make a deal. I don't know. It's not a brand. It's just a regular leather bag. But in China, you know, you can get things for a little bit cheaper because everything is made in China. All right. And so they took this lighter. And they said, see, you want to buy it. You want to buy it. You want to buy it because it's real leather. Now, we're going to see if it's real leather. I'm going to get right in the camera. They took this lighter and they stuck it up to this leather bag and they held it up and it didn't burn. I said, wait a minute. You're just trying to get me to buy this bag. I did it again and it went all around the bag and it did not burn. Let me try doing that to this hoodie. What's gonna happen? Burn, baby, burn. And I bought the bag. The tested genuineness of your faith. First Peter, go back, sweets. The tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, though it is tested by fire. Now, is this bag real because of the fire? Did the fire make the bag real? Or was the bag real before the fire? It was real before the fire. Look at somebody say, I'm real. Look at somebody say, my faith is real. Come on, somebody say, my faith is real. So weather the storm. Everybody say, weather the storm. You got to go through the test if you want to be verified. If you want to be verified, if you want the check on Instagram, on social media, on Facebook, if you go to my Facebook page, I don't have a blue check. And I'm in my feelings about it because everybody has a blue check. Do y'all see people's pages and they have a blue check? That means they what? They've been verified. They've been verified. They're official. They're legit. They're famous. Well, I used to think they were famous, but you now can buy a blue check. I ain't buying no blue check. I ain't buying no check. But in 1 Peter 1, the word trial comes from a Greek word. Y'all stay with me. Don't go to sleep. It comes from a Greek word, pirismos, and it's basically like the header for the trial. Everybody say the header. It's the name of the thing you're going to. It differs for each one of us. It could be a sickness that's pirismos. I should have practiced this more than I did. All right. I'm terrible with English. But it's translated from this Greek word that basically means trial. And it's the header in 1 Peter 1. It could be sickness. It could be loss. It could be betrayal. It could be it's your trial, the trial that you're going through. Amen. But then in 1 Peter, dokimazo, everybody say dokimazo, is a Greek word. It's basically the pressure. You're going through a trial, and then there's pressure. There's pressure in the trial. Everybody say pressure. Pressure. You're going through whatever you're going through sickness. Lost my first cousin yesterday. And so that is periasmos. That's basically my family is entering a trial, unexpected. And so now the pressure, especially his brother and sister and niece, there's this pressure in the testing. Everybody say pressure. Pressure. Dokimazo is the process of testing from the test giver in 1 Peter. You got a trial. You got the pressure that comes with the test. And then the blue check. Everybody say blue check. Everybody say blue check. Dokimion. 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 Everybody say dokimion. So we laughing at each other. Everybody say dokimion. It's basically your faith verified after the test. And this gets you ready for what we read in 1 Peter 3. Go back there. Dokimion, it gets you ready. It's not synonymous with praise, glory, and honor, but it gets you ready for praise, glory, and what? Honor. You have a trial. You have the pressure that comes with the trial. And then you are now verified. The fire did not determine you have faith. You were ready before the fire. Everybody say we got to be ready. Y'all know we got to be ready, right? It's 2026. Game on. There's a famous meteorologist in the upstate. And his name is Chris Justice. As a matter of fact, I read somewhere that he received a medal for his or an award, a major award for warning us here in Seneca. He warned us about the midnight or the late night tornadoes. Y'all remember that? It did a number on Seneca. And so he catches a lot of people were upset with him a week ago, because he predicted or he was doing his job, and they were upset that the weather wasn't as bad as he said it was going to be. You know, because did nobody tell you to buy $400 in groceries? You put that on a, you had enough already. You're just being a bit back. So just like the Greek words we just learned, the trial was the snowstorm. Chris Justice taught us words I ain't never heard. Y'all ever heard of thunder ice? He said, that's going to be thunder ice. What's thunder ice? I didn't even hear thunder. I saw ice. Then he said something about frozen fog. Did you raise your hand if you know about frozen fog? Raise your hand if you've never heard of frozen fog. Then the last storm last week, which he was spot on because it was snowing sideways, he described it as a cyclone bomb is coming. That Chris Justice had us spending about $1,000, not me, in groceries. But honestly, I unboxed my generator from the last hurricane, and I bought it, and I unboxed it. The last hurricane, it came, our power went out one day, and we flew out of town the other day. The next day, it had to do something, and you guys were in the dark while we were in Tennessee, and y'all was in the dark. So we didn't even need our generator at the last storm last year, or whenever that was. Helene? And so I had it in the box. I unboxed it because Chris Justice said it's going to be thunder ice. So I knew if there was going to be thunder ice, that was going to make my power go out. He said there was going to be frozen fog. And I just never heard that. He said there was going to be a cyclone bomb. So we have enough food, though, in the house for about 3 months, though. My goodness. We had about 18 power banks. Well, my wife, Lex, she had them all stacked up on the table, just in case the power went out. And we were going to be ready. So the first Greek word I just talked to you guys was what? Y'all remember? Pyrosmos. It's the title of the storm. The pressure of the storm, when you're going through the storm, for us, when the storm came, is basically the commotion in the storm. So what? Who cares? We're all going through something in this room. Amen? We all know somebody that's going through something that's going to be pressure. So what? Who cares? We're all going through something. Amen? That's going to be pressure. But then at the end of the storm, I didn't say nothing because he was just doing his job. I said, my power didn't go out. Did I complain? I didn't complain. But I did have, you see that red can? I did have two. We had two of those full of gas. To this day, they're still full of gas. I didn't need them. I'm not complaining. It's just that what I'm going to do with the two cans of gas. And I'm scared every time they're in my garage. I'm scared every time I drive out. I'm like, y'all check on me every week. I'm like, you know, should I put them outside? I don't know if it's going to freeze. I mean, I don't know what to do with that. Y'all give me some tips after service. And then all this food. Lex made this prize-winning stew. We really could have ate off that for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks. And then all the power banks, I've been using those up just to use them up. But what happened was, I knew I was going to talk about this when that storm was over. I didn't know when. I said, I know I'm going to talk about this. Write this down. The storm reveals that you are ready or not. Our seatbelt was fastened, but we didn't need crutches. The storm that Chris Justice, hope he doesn't see this. I'm not talking about you. The storm that Chris Justice predicted or talked about or however you, whatever that's called, his meteorologist stuff, it did not cripple us. Amen? Amen. Sometime a storm will reveal how ready you are. We were ready. Y'all see my readiness on the screen. The storm will reveal how ready you are. This bag is not legit because of the fire. The fire didn't make it legit. It was legit before the fire. It was legit, a leather genuineness bag before the fire. The fire did not make this bag legit. It was legit before the fire. We all have a measure of faith before the storm. You hear me? We didn't know we was going to lose our cousin yesterday, but we know that it's appointed once for everybody in this room, what? To die. So death is not a surprise. It's just sometimes you're surprised at who dies, when they die. Make sense? We came out of these two snowstorms with a blue check, didn't we? Lex, we got a blue check. We're verified. We don't have one on our Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, YouTube, trying to get our followers up. Amen? Thank you for that amen. How about perhaps God is showing me what to tweak, though, before something worse comes? Perhaps the storm that you have gone through, or the storm, you know, we win some and we what? We learn some. So perhaps you survived that storm, but perhaps God is showing us what to tweak before it gets worse, before when the next test comes and it's a little bit worse than the previous test. The storm is worse than the previous storm. Maybe you don't lose one family member. Maybe you lose three family members. The tested genuineness of your faith. It's quiet in this room. In 1 Peter, I got a question. Why rejoice in this? You do know in 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter is talking to a group that has been basically scattered across Asia Minor. I think I have a map for you guys. They imagine if in this room, you guys look comfortable to me, which is saved and sanctified self. But if I ask you to do a favor, you probably won't do it. But if I really got aggressive, you will have to do it. But what if I ask everybody in this room to move from where you are to somewhere else? You said, "Nah, I'm good. I'm comfortable." But imagine being scattered in this room. Like, imagine me coming to you with a peace. Coming to you aggressively, coming to you, threatening you to move. You need to get out that seat, ma'am. You need to get out that seat, sir. And I threaten you to move because of what you believe. Peter is talking to a group that has been scattered. They're not in Jerusalem anymore. They're from that environment. They're not in Israel. They are now scattered across from here, from the right side to the left side, if you will. I don't have time to break it down. They are now in an environment full of insults and persecution. They're being persecuted. Peter is so problems. It's not worrying about a generator. It's worrying about your life because of what you believe. It's social economic pressure. It is suffering because of following Christ. They were forced into a new environment. Imagine if I say, can you move over here? And you say, no. Or you're a Christian. Wait, you need to move over here. What if I pick you up and I move you over there? What if I pull you over there? What if I push you over there? What if I kick you over there? And you can't do nothing about it. They have been scattered across Asia Minor. So Paul is talking to a group, not just worried about what they're going to wear to the banquet, to the wedding. Amen? He's talking to a group that has been being targeted because of their faith. Their grief. So when we read this, their grief, that's a different grief. That's a different grief. Like knowing the next day you're waking up and you're going to be, you're waking up in persecution. But he is saying, rejoice in this, because there is a, what's the word I'm looking for? There is a badge of honor, if you will, us as Christians should have when we are being persecuted because of our faith, when we are being targeted, being left out, being bullied for our faith. Y'all don't believe me? Turn to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. Peter knows exactly who he's talking to. He's talking to us. If you don't feel it now, just buckle your seatbelt. Buckle your seatbelt. We don't feel it now in America. We don't feel it as much. But you will feel it. We are feeling it now, really. I'll submit to you guys. I acted like a prophet last week. I'll act like a prophet today. 1 Peter 4, it says what? Rejoice in so far as you what? Share in Christ's sufferings. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are what? It's a badge of honor. You are blessed. That's why Peter can talk to this group of people and say, weather the storm. W, weather the storm. But then he's also saying to this group, he's saying, wait, you may have to wait, because it's encouraging to say, hey, it's okay. Like, you're suffering with Christ. You're suffering with Christ. Look at somebody and say, you are suffering with Christ. How does that make you feel? I mean, like, okay. But he's also telling this group of individuals, whether the in all this, in this, greatly rejoice. Can you speed up for me, sweets? Yep. In this, rejoice. Though now for a little while, that's the good news. In other words, you know, it's not going to last long. I know we're saying, God, hurry up. We're singing that CC Winans song, come, Lord Jesus, come. And we ain't going to talk about it. I'm vowing not to talk about what everybody want to talk about. Amen. Hence now, forever, and for more. I may slip. But if we go out to eat afterwards, I ain't going to talk about it. Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Let's be very clear. Some of us, we ain't got to suffer. If you don't take a stance, there are benefits to not taking a stand to follow Christ. Amen? Do y'all catch my drift? Do you catch my drift? So you can deny Christ like Peter. That's why we need to listen to Peter. You can deny Christ, because imagine at the moment that Peter denied Christ, how many times? If he would not have, he denied Christ because he was under pressure. He was being tested. Because he wondered if they took Christ away. They said, that was Peter. That was that man that he looked like. He even dressed, the Bible says, you even look like a person that hang with Christ. Imagine not professing to be a Christian, but you walk around and they could detect that you're a Christian. They said, that man right there looked like he hung with Jesus. Look at somebody and say, don't change your clothes. Don't change your clothes. Don't change your clothes. That's not what I'm supposed to be talking about right now. Though for a little while had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. And we know the reason why. Amen. so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the what? Read this with me. This is what I want to focus on for 2 minutes. At the what? Revelation. At the what? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is apocalyptic language. This is from a Greek word that basically means at the end time. At the end time. So at the revelation of Jesus Christ, when is that going to come? It's eschatological talk. Write down eschatology. All right, I said it last week on the Zoom, on Facebook Live. Eschatology is basically the study of end times. Eschatologically speaking, he is saying, yeah, you're going to have to go through. But I'm not saying he's saying it this way, but he's saying at the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's all going to pay off. And just weather the storm, but just you're not going to like this, but you're going to have to wait. Everybody say, wait. You perhaps your entire life may have this issue, your entire life. You're still here. I don't know what pain you guys are going through. I don't know what's going on internally, but you're still here. Amen. Look at somebody say, I'm still here. So at the revelation of Jesus Christ, he's gonna make it right. Everybody say, God's gonna make it right. He's going to make it right. I don't know what they did to you. I don't know who betrayed you. I don't know if they fired you. I don't know if they talked about you. I don't know if you're disappointed at God about the loss. But everybody said, he's going to make it right. He's going to make it right, and he's going to make it make sense. He is going to comfort you. You're going to have an understanding. It is going to be well. Everybody say, it's going to be well. But you're going to have to wait. Man, I'm impatient. You talking about... I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting. Lex, can you get me some water? But and then the water be right there, and then I turn around. Lex, oh! I was just gonna say thank you for the water with your impatient self. Everybody say wait. Why y'all laughing at me? 1 Peter 4:13. It says. But Peter seems to have it's a trend here. He knows who he is talking to. God knows who he is talking to this morning. If nobody, as you participate in to me, amen. He is saying, but rejoice in so much as you participate in the suffering of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Let's keep moving. All right. I'm making decent timing. I'm going to speed it up in this season. Of fastening your seatbelt, but you know you won't what? You won't need your crutches. You ain't gonna need them, okay? You're not gonna need your crutches, amen? But ask the Holy Ghost, please. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're underutilizing the Holy Ghost, not just to find your keys, because the Holy Ghost has helped me find my keys, like, a dozen times. Anybody else other than me? You say Holy Ghost, you be like 10 minutes and you's like, oh yeah, Holy Ghost, where are my keys? He says it's in your hand. You like, whoa. my side hurting. Y'all know that means I'm laughing too much. All right, I'm keep going. My side. That must be over 40 type of issues. You like, where are my glasses and where are my phone? I'm looking, Lex, looking at me. What you doing? I'm looking for my glasses and my phone. Where are my glasses and my phone? Where are you? It's in your hand and it's on your face, sir. Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost for more than that. We need the Holy Ghost for more than that. Amen. And he can do that too. But we need the Holy Ghost to help us understand, is this test from God? So we have to use wisdom. Weather the storm, we may have to wait. We definitely got to wait, but wisdom. Is this test from God? The trial is definitely manageable. I see y'all reading. It's okay while I'm talking. The trial is manageable when we know that it is from the author and finisher of our what? Us to rejoice in this, because he knows God is the author and the what? The finisher of our faith. What does that mean? Because every test is not from the enemy. Newsflash, every trial is not presented by the enemy. The trial is more manageable when you know it is God, it's from God, the author and the finisher of your faith. So if God is behind the test, it's not going to take you out. You're going to need your seatbelt, but you ain't going to need your crutches. Because if it's from God, it's not going to, no weapon formed against me will what? It may formed. First of all, I'm asking God, Holy Ghost, now wait a minute. You're going to need wisdom. Holy Ghost, is this test from God? Is this test from the enemy? Like I can't wait to tell y'all someday. Maybe if we go out to eat afterwards or something, I can tell you that January 26th came in crazy for us. Is this test from God, or is this test from the enemy? Because remember I said maybe 10 minutes ago, the enemy wants you bitter. God wants you what? Better. God wants to see how far you would go. If you could skip this, I think I got a slide about what I'm saying. And then the enemy wants to see how far you would go. Test, same test. God wants to see how far you would go. But guess what? The enemy also wants to see how far you would go. We need wisdom in 2026. Is what's happening in America from the enemy, or is it from God? I ain't finna act like a prophet either. Is it from the enemy? It's what's happening on your street, in you, in your family. Is it from God, or is it from the enemy? Let's be very clear. Remember this Greek word we just learned. We're gonna really master this. If you can go back sweets, we're gonna master this Greek word before it's all said and done. Somebody, what's this Greek word? Okay, I don't feel so bad now. Pierce, come on, say it. Yes, pierismos, pierismos. It is the header trial. It is the header, it's the marquee. You know, I'm going through XYZ, whatever it is, you can fill in the blank. I am going through pierismos, okay? But when the enemy is delivering the test, when there's pressure, when there's a test presented, delivered, when there's a trial by the enemy, from the enemy, everybody say from the enemy, he wants destruction. The enemy is tempting. God doesn't tempt you. God is not in the business of tempting you. God does not want to see you exposed. God is not trying to expose your weaknesses. So that's obviously a trial and a test from who? Remember, number four, the enemy wants you bitter. God wants you better. So if this test calls you to fail, it's from who? Don't blame God. God, why did you leave me out here to die in the wilderness? God say, Israel, you getting what you asked for. Amen. The enemy wants to scatter you. God wants to establish you. God is trying to violently shake you, but God is not being reckless. I know the song talks about his reckless love. That's another conversation. Yes, who is this test from? Why do we need to know that in a day like today? Because our heart is on the chopping block. Because if your heart is contaminated, your life is contaminated. I'm talking to me. Amen. So the enemy, God is trying to build a faith in you that can stand with this trial. I'm going to say it four more times. God is trying to build a faith in you that can stand a trial. He's trying to build a faith that can stand. And ultimately, it's for redemptive purposes. A trial to save your life. Fantasia has a song that says, sometimes you have to lose to win again. She's really a gospel artist anyway. I mean, she just listened to me. She loved the Lord. She don't care where she's at. All right, let me stop there in case this shows up somewhere. I want to say something else. I ain't going to say it. But she loves the Lord, and she's got a gift, and she's anointed. Amen? I'm just going to stop right there. The enemy is trying to make you bitter. Broken record. God is trying to make you what? He's trying to make you better. I'm almost finished. Y'all okay? I think I can get y'all to the Super Bowl in about one more hour. Amen? John 16, very truly I tell you, because all this has to pay off. Because, I mean, I'm just going to say it. Okay? I know you think it, but you do not want to be a part of a faith that in the end, you don't want to be tricked. And we need assurance that this is all going to pay off. Like every test, every trial, every calamity, whatever, who's ever leading us. You're like, really? I know we've all said, really, God? This is who we have leading us. You may have looked at your spouse and said, God, this is I'm just trying to bring it home. And I know you want to, us as believers, we want to, I'm finished. I'll end it right here. Us as believers, of course you want to hear God say, well done. That's probably the most beautiful sound that I'm anticipating ever. Like, well done. Three words that I'm really scared to hear is depart from me. Sheesh. It just makes me remember in Lion King, they said Mufasa, and when they heard Mufasa, it was like just that sound just made them go, ooh, he's at Mufasa. Ooh. The kids would get that, but depart from me. I mean, and you know, I just, whatever I can do to not hear those words. If I got to check my heart every second, I don't want to hear those words. Because I'm anticipating the last W to hear well done. Because to go through all this for nothing, I've had some hills to climb. I've had some bad days. But I'm going through this for nothing. I'm not going to go through this to hear him say that. That's, I don't even want to say it. I'm going through this to hear him say, well done. John 16:20 says, very truly, I tell you. Everybody say it's true. Everybody say it's true. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. So it's like it's flipped. So the world is having a good time and we've been persecuted. I know we don't feel it like this in 2026 here over here in the West. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. You're going to hear something you ain't going to like, but it will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world brings. So with you, so with you, so with you, so with you, with you, with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again. That's eschatology talk. I will see you again. And you, this is what should keep us getting out of the bed. When we turn on the news, just bring up the scripture. You, I will see you again. I'm going to see you again. How many can't wait to see Jesus? How many can't wait to see him? And no one. I feel like running to Atlanta right now. I feel like running to Atlanta. Oh, I feel like running to Atlanta. Oh, I feel like running. Because remember who Peter is talking to. He is talking to a group of individuals that have been persecuted and forced. They have been taken to a place they don't want to be. This scripture is talking and encouraging us. Okay, I know you are sensitive to this word, and no one will take away your joy. No one's going to take it away. No one's going to take it away. No one's going to take it away. It's a joy, unspeakable joy. It ain't going to never end. Never end. A joy that never ends. 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 Doesn't have a period. It doesn't have a comma. I don't know what it has. In the spirit, supernaturally, it never ends. That's the best I can describe it. James 4. So guys, as y'all enjoy this teaching, I probably should end. Y'all enjoy this teaching? Ain't gonna ever end. Finish the fight. Keep the faith. 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 James 1 and 4 says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be what? Mature and complete, lacking nothing. Clap your hands if you enjoyed this teaching. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Weather the storm. Wait on God. Walk in wisdom. And at the end, you're going to hear him say, well done. Amen. Please rest on your feet. Won't keep you long. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, thank you, Lord, and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for speaking to us this morning, encouraging us on a day, beginning of the week. You know we need encouragement. Thank you for encouraging us through your word. God, we dare not interrupt the process too early. We know you're trying to shape us. We know you're trying to build us. Yes, it's uncomfortable. We are annoyed, if we're honest. We are irritated, but we trust you. We're going to weather the storm. Help us to walk in wisdom. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, we look forward. We can't wait. We can't wait not to go on another trip to the islands, not to go on another trip to a restaurant, not to go shopping. We can't wait to hear you say, well done. And there will be no more mess. Only joy and pleasures forevermore. In your presence, there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. We lift our hands in this moment. We lift our hands in this moment. And we thank you for your supernatural strength that's touching our fingertips, not just for now, but for the future, for days to come. We are gaining strength right now in your presence for what's to come. This moment, our hands are lifted. Fire is coming, but faith already exists. Fire is coming, but faith. Be of good cheer. Faith already exists in us. We thank you for strengthening our faith. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be glorified, magnified forevermore. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.